Back here on WREF, and Southern Indiana men's basketball is reinforcing their roster with a whole lot of D1 talent. Ahmad Bynum is the newest commit for the Screaming Eagles. He's here on WREF. Hey, Ahmad, really appreciate your time transferring in from UTEP and one of the best players in Conference USA. 10 points per game in only 20 minutes per game, 44% from three. The numbers say that everyone's really excited to have you. I'm very excited to have you on the program. Congratulations on the commitment. How do you feel?
Thank you, man. I feel great. You know, talking to the coaches from Southern Indiana, I just felt like it was the best opportunity for me to show more of my game, just not like just being a shooter, but like show more of my passing, my ball handling, and just my IQ of the game, and just showing I could do more than just shoot.
Yeah, it kind of leads me into my next question. Ahmad, it wouldn't be difficult for anyone to just Google you, see your talent, but then also see the interest that you were garnering in the transfer portal this year. I mean, you had opportunities to go to high major schools. You had interest from Pitt, from Kansas, from Seton Hall. So why did you choose USI? Was it the opportunity to show off a wider array of your game?
Yeah, definitely the opportunity to like show off and just to show my ability of like my everything I can do, the passing, you know, just the IQ of my game. And then going to Southern Indiana, you know, the coaches, you know, they've been great. You know, they recruited me out of JUCO, but I ended up going to UTEP, so I already kind of had a relationship with them. So it was like a perfect fit for me, you know, just to take the best opportunity for me just to take it, you know.
Coming in out of JUCO, you decided to go to UTEP, but out of junior college, I mean, you were a big fish for the USI coaches trying to reel you in. JUCO All-American before that, started your career at DePaul. How has your game progressed from stop A to here at USI DePaul to JUCO where you were an All-American to UTEP where you were 10 points per game in Conference USA to now?
Yeah, you know, just me being at UTEP, you know, me coming off the bench and everything, I'm making the best out of my situation, you know. And then, like, me coming to Southern Indiana, I'm looking to play a way bigger role, heavy minutes, and definitely play, like, a big role of us winning a lot of games this year coming up.
You know, Ahmad, that's one thing that maybe you don't know because you weren't here last year, but the major difference, and you're a big part of it, between last year's roster and this year's roster is Division I experience. USI coaches leaned heavily into the JUCO portal last year. This year, they're leaning heavily into the Division I portal. And I think that you're kind of hitting on a key note there, which is, hey, winning. It's all about winning. Well, I think this roster knows what it takes to win in Division I, so I'll ask you, what does it take to win games consistently, something that you've done throughout your career, whether it be in junior college or at UTEP last year? You guys had a pretty good team.
Just being consistent, you know, playing as a team, you know, just having that bond with the team, you know, just going out there playing the hardest you can, then having some great guys and some great coaches around that, you know, just not love you for basketball, but, like, take care and love you for on and off the court. You know, just have that relationship there. I feel like that's a big part of winning games and getting over that hump.
Describe your game for me. I mean, we were talking about the numbers a moment ago, but why don't you give me, like, a pro comp? Who do you play like?
I always compare my game to Jamal Crawford.
Right,
you know, that's like my idol. That's, like, my best player of all time, you know. I always used to watch him when I was a kid, you know. Even when I watch him, I go to the gym, try to do all his moves just like him, for sure.
Jamal Crawford, I mean, look, he was a great player, don't get me wrong, but I feel like that's kind of an unusual guy to really model your game off of. What appeals you to Jamal Crawford's game?
Just me being slithery, shifty, you know. I wasn't able to show a lot of that at UTEP, but I'm looking forward to show that at Southern Indiana, my ball handling and my slitheriness, shiftiness, and, you know, obviously you're just shooting. You know, I feel like me and Jamal Crawford, we got the same, like, movement. You know, the movement we got, I feel like it's slippy, so I feel like we got the best, like, the same movement, so I just always like this game. I always see me and him.
I look, when you're shooting 44% from three, I feel like a lot of coaches are going to want to keep you on the perimeter, but you are shifty inside. Now, I know you know what I'm talking about because I know that everyone in your shoes, all the recruits, you've seen your own highlights so many times. I watched your highlights before we did this interview. You had that baseline cut against Western Kentucky, that reverse layup high off the glass. I saw that silkiness. I saw that shiftiness. So don't let the numbers fool anyone else. I mean, he's got it. Maybe he didn't show it as much at UTEP because of how efficient he was from three. But Ahmad Bynum, yeah, you're smooth inside.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely can be a three-level scorer at all costs for sure.
I think the OVC right now is going to learn that this upcoming season. Ahmad Bynum is here on WREF, new commitment for Southern Indiana basketball, and talking about his decision to move on to the Screaming Eagles from the minors of UTEP. Before that, JUCO All-American. Before that, started his career at DePaul as a former top 100 consensus recruit. You know, Ahmad, you've had so much experience, whether it be at DePaul or in JUCO or at UTEP, and now coming up at USI. I wonder what you can say about your experience at UTEP, all-encompassing, right? So we talked about your stats and how effective you were. There were a couple of instances where you were suspended from the team, two, namely the last one to keep you out of the conference tournament. Now, that's just part of life, and sometimes you hit a speed bump, but what did you learn from those two suspensions last year?
You know, I learned a lot, you know, just like the opportunity in front of me, you know, you can't take advantage, just take advantage of it. You know, I just learned to like, you know, just stay humble, you know, whatever opportunity is in front of you, you know, just take advantage of it. Don't let up on it. You know, everybody go through mistakes and everything, me, the type of person I am, you know, I love basketball, you know. I'm a competitor, so, like, I'm real passionate when I play basketball. So, you know, some coaches can't handle that the way where I come from, you know, Chicago, where it's hard. I'm passionate. I love the game of basketball. You know, so coaches can't handle that. So just me getting over that hump and then just learning from my mistakes. You know, all I want to just do is hoop, you know, play basketball and win.
You mentioned Chicago and Chicago basketball. I mean, that's different, right? The way you guys play and the intensity you play with. So I'll ask you this. How well do you know the rest of the roster before even sliding into their DMs or hopping on a phone call before you guys get to campus in the upcoming week? Because there's a lot of Chicago blood on this roster. You got Olajuwon, Tolu Samuels, I know, Amari Brown. And then correct me if I'm wrong, you played in the same league as Ishmael Habib. Am I right?
Yeah, I play with Ish. Yeah, I actually play AAU with him, Mac Irvin. So we got kind of had a little relationship. I actually kind of grew up with him too when I was living like on the north side of Chicago. You know, I kind of grew up with him. You know, we played basketball a lot of times together. So like Ish, like, yeah, we got a good relationship. I actually talked to him and I didn't even know he was going until Coach John told me. I was surprised he was even going there. I was like, yeah, it's going to definitely be a big pickup. And Trey, I talked to Trey. You know, I heard he was in the SWAC, the first team all SWAC. I feel like me and him would be a great piece. You know, us being dominant on scoring the ball, you know, on the perimeter. I don't think nobody's going to be able to stop us on the perimeter.
You know, my job is to ask questions, but if anyone asked me, hey, what's that going to look like, that 1-2 punch of Trey Thomas and Ahmad Bynum? Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards you. I don't think anyone's stopping you, man. In the OVC, with your experience, with Trey's experience, all SWAC, I mean, that's not going to be easy. Hey, before I get to Trey, because I want to follow up on that, I want to ask you about Ish. Okay, now, you correct me if I'm wrong. I never had the talent, but if you grow up with someone, especially in Chicago, who is a baller like Ish, and if you yourself are a baller like you are, Ahmad, I'd imagine you guys are playing one-on-one a lot growing up. So who was winning one-on-one in the streets of Chicago, Ishmael Habib or Ahmad Bynum?
Man, we was just, you know, we was always just competing, man. We just going back and forth. I ain't gonna lie, we play so many times, I can't keep up with the, you know, the record, but, like, we play so many times, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's just like some Chicago grit, you know. We always going at it.
Now, it's been, I mean, how many years since you played with Ish? At least 3, right?
Yeah, like a couple years, then you end up going to college. You know, we
Right.
went our separate ways.
Okay. So how often do you keep in touch with him, right, since you guys went your separate ways in college basketball?
I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't keeping up in touch with him when he went to school, you know, to Portland, I think. I wasn't really in touch with him, but we had talked there and there. But ever since he came to Southern Indiana, you know, we've been in touch every other day.
We know what Ish can do. We're going to have him on the show really soon. His commitment was just announced on Monday of this week. But I'll ask you this. We know what he can do. We know what you can do. What can you do together? I mean, what does Ahmad Bynum plus Ish Habib look like? How do you complement each other?
We definitely bring a lot, put a lot of points on that scores table for sure. Definitely put a lot of points in, you know, just, you know, Ish, you know, he a great player, you know, the game, you know how to pass, he could get other players, you get other players to get off. So like, he like a great point guard, but he could also score the ball. So that with him, I feel like with him being at the point, he'll be a good fit for sure. 'Cause he could also score, but he likes to pass for sure too.
I wanted to ask you about Ish because I know you played with Ish. So, what does it look like when you guys play together? I'll ask you the same question about Trey because you mentioned Trey, but then again, this is more of a guess, more of a hypothetical. You've never played with Trey, but you see his talent. So, how do you anticipate playing with Trey? I'd imagine you guys are going to be on the floor together a lot, but then again, I feel like you're relatively similar players in that you're like 6'2", 6'3", but 3-level scorers, and both can really shoot really well.
Just being real dominant on the ball, you know. I mean, Trey, he could be real dominant on the ball. I could be real dominant off the ball. I could be dominant on the ball. He could be dominant off the ball. So, you know, it could go both ways. So, 'cause we got strong abilities of scoring. You know, 3-level scorers that can get to the rim, that can shoot mid ranges, and we could also guard the ball. So, I feel like it's gonna be like a great situation for both of us.
I'm assuming that going back to your pro comp on Jamal Crawford, that if you are comparing yourself to Crawford, you're probably leaning more towards shooting guard, right? Rather than point guard. Is that right?
I'm shooting guard.
Okay.
Yeah, shooting
Okay.
guard for sure.
Again, Ahmad Bynum is here on WREF talking about his commitment to Southern Indiana. You know, Ahmad, going back to your tape, and yeah, I mean, that baseline cut high off the glass against WKU, that was pretty cool. But the thing that sticks out, whether it be the numbers or the tape, is your jump shot, is your efficiency. Had you reached the arbitrary number of 2.5 made threes per game, you're at 2.3, you would have been a top 10 shooter in the nation. But, and so really, who cares? It goes in. But I want to ask you about this leg kick you've got going on. I see it all the time on your tape. It does look a little bit wonky, but again, who cares? It goes in. Where does the leg kick come from?
It came from like high school. I ain't gonna lie. When I used to play high school at Simeon, you know, they used to always just jump real high on my shots. So like, I used to always just like try to get the foul and everything. Just with me going to the gym, just getting a lot of reps up, a lot of reps up. I always just looked at the rim, you know, and I jump real high on my shots. So like, that's what people don't know. Like, it's gonna be hard to like block my shot because I jump super high. So like, with me jumping super high, just give me ability to shoot over anybody.
I see that a lot. I see your leaping ability, especially for whatever it's worth. I don't know why. I feel like you get higher when you're in the mid-range. And when you're in the mid-range, when you're at the free throw line area, you're not missing. You just don't.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I take like my free throws to pride, man. I love just being consistent, you know, just shooting a lot of free throws on my off time, even though bad or good game, you know, I'm always shooting free throws.
You know, Ahmad, you mentioned playing high school basketball in Chicago and playing against Ish and playing AAU with Ish, but you come from one of the most decorated high schools in the area in Simeon. You played with Talen Horton Tucker, right, when you were a freshman. He was a senior and now in the NBA. That's just so cool. I want to know what he was like as a teammate, but more importantly, I want to know what you took from THT.
Man, he a great teammate. You know, I had fun that whole year because I ain't gonna lie, they had my freshman year, it was like a super team. Like people just coming, teaming up, Xavier Pinson, Zion, like people just coming and teaming up. So like, that was like one of my best years because we was winning, and I get to go on the games with them to the road games. You know, they was like a national team. You know, playing with Taylor was great. You know, he always taught me. He taught me a lot, you know. He just always taught me a lot, you know. Just keep working. He always tell me just keep working. Even when he was there, when I was at Simeon, he always just pull me to the side, be like, "You got it. Like you the one. Just keep working on your game and just playing with him." I just learned a lot from him, just being a leader and just, you know, just holding my own weight.
I'm kind of curious, just from your perspective, and really the rest of the guys at Simeon. THT goes to Iowa State, and then he hits the NBA. He's with the Bulls now. When he was with the Lakers, there was this small contingency of NBA fans that thought that he was like the second coming, and that he was going to be like number two behind LeBron. You remember this? Like, oh, you can't trade whatever the Lakers do. They can't trade Talen Horton-Tucker. Doesn't matter what they do. Just don't let that guy go. What was that like for you, just as someone who played with him? And there was a few days or a couple of weeks there where everyone, like on ESPN, was talking about the importance of THT.
Man, it was just great just seeing him. It's just great seeing him in the league first, you know. It just motivates me. It motivates the people, the kids from Chicago, just to see him, how hard he worked to get there. So like just me seeing him playing with LeBron, like on the Lakers, it's just fun to see. It just motivates me to just keep going, keep going, and keep going.
But that's the same high school as Jabari Parker, who was an All-American, Derrick Rose, right? Kendrick Nunn. So you come from a long lineage of players at Simeon. Why do you think it is that players come out of that program?
Man, it's like I just feel like the best players go to Simeon because obviously you know the history behind it, and it's like one of the biggest public schools in Chicago. Like you literally like play national schools like at a public school. Like you go out of town and play. A lot of schools don't go out of town in Chicago and play games out of town, like Memphis. Like they don't go to Texas and stuff like that. You know they always just stay in Illinois or just play in the city. So like it's just great to have Simeon go out of town and to play other national schools. It's just great.
You know, Ahmad, you didn't think I was going to have you on the show without asking you about your uncle and Will Bynum, right? And we're talking about how THT and some other alums from Simeon are in the NBA, but your uncle is an 8-year vet of the NBA. So Will Bynum played largely for the Pistons, played for the Warriors, the Wizards. What did you take from him, and how much has he been, influencing your game over the years?
Man, I take a lot from him, man. He tell me everything about basketball, about life, just everything, you know. I just take a lot of advice from him, you know, with the basketball. You know, he teach me a lot about watching film, you know, just little things or details of basketball. Then he teach me a lot of the life part, you know, just being a good person, stuff like that. So he always just been there in my life, and you know, I appreciate him for being there. You know, me and my uncle, we like this. Like we close, you know. I talk to him every day, even like if a good or bad day, you know. I talk to him. He'll give me some advice, you know, positive advice. You know, I just like talking to him. He always got some good to say to me, for sure.
Now, if I were you, just me, I'm not telling you how to, talk to your uncle. I would never do that, right? But if I were you, I'd be rubbing in the 3-point percentage a little bit. I think, like, I looked it up. I was just curious. I was like, I think he was like 27%, like just under 30%. You're at 44%, top 10 nationally. I'd be talking about that if I were you. Just me.
I tell him all the time, man. He know I shoot better than him. We can have a 3-point contest if he wants to. For sure. Yeah, I'm always joking with him though.
I know you work really hard on your game. I'm not trying to minimize, what you're doing in the lab behind the scenes, and I'm sure you're on the gun all the time. But as three pointers, as the perimeter shot, has that always been there? Has that always been a part of your game?
Yeah, for sure. That always like been there. It's just like me going from high school, like it's just me going from high school, just pin up a lot of reps in high school. Like them summers, it was some long summers I had with just me just shooting a lot of reps, and then just me transferring into college. You know, I talked to my uncle, it's just now being consistent with it, you know, taking the right shots, taking your time, you know, just being consistent with it. You know, that's why I've just been doing that's what I've been just doing lately, you know, just staying consistent with my shots and everything, just taking the right ones.
You know, Ahmad, for you, and again, everyone's so excited to have you. Everyone sees your talent, everyone sees your stats, and everyone's like, oh my God, this is going to play in the OVC. USI is going to be good, way better because of this guy. So that's all really exciting. But I'm curious about the timeline for you because you committed late May, and I think it's what, second week of June that you guys are on campus and hitting the gym. So that's a pretty tight timeline for you. What has the last couple of weeks been like, and what will the next couple of weeks be like? Because there's only a few weeks ago that you were still looking for a home, and now you've got one. Not only do you have one, but you're expected to check in real soon.
Yeah, man, it's been great. You know, coaches, you know, they showed me a lot of love when I committed. You know, they was pumped when I committed. You know, they was happy. They was real happy. They said everybody in Evansville happy out down there in Southern Indiana. They're pumped out there. So I'm just ready to get down there and get to work, man, and, you know, meet my teammates, see the rest of the coaching staff, you know, build the relationship there. And I'm just ready to get to work and build a lot of wins. That's what I'm coming for. I'm straight for business and wins, a lot of wins for sure.
You know, Ahmad, it's not just you, right? It's Trey and it's Ish and it's the other guys. But what I'm getting at is there's a lot of D1 experience and talent and success on this roster from the past, and you're a big part of that. And I feel like a lot of the fans, and I'll just put myself in this, I don't think that this roster could have been assembled in the past. Obviously, the move to D1 a few years ago, USI getting early admission as a full member D1 school, which means that you guys are eligible for the tournament for the first time this year, and I think that's what it really comes down to, right? So I'll ask you, how much did tournament eligibility play into your decision to come to USI?
You know, it played a lot. It played a lot because, you know, everybody want to play in the tournament, you know? So just me, just Southern Indiana being eligible to go to the tournament this year, it meant a lot, you know, so I can look forward, you know, playing in a tournament, winning the OVC, you know, with the guys like Trey, Ish, and Ola, all them guys. So, you know, it was just great to hear that. Good news.
Because that's what it kind of comes down to, right? I asked the other guys, like I think I asked Ola, for example, hey, would you have come to USI if USI was still ineligible for the tournament? And he was kind of like, you know, obviously that's a big part and probably not, but I still like USI regardless of the tournament eligibility thing. For you, if I ask you that question, I feel like no matter what you say, the answer is no, you wouldn't have, because you didn't, right? Because USI tried to get you out of JUCO and you said, you know what, I'm going to go to UTEP. And maybe you had a different reason for that, but now that they're eligible, here you are. And it's not a bad thing. I don't think anyone would get upset at you if you said, you know what, I would not be interested in Southern Indiana if they were tournament ineligible. Because that's the exciting part. That's why they made the move to get players like you. So I'll ask you straight up, if USI was still ineligible, would you have gone?
I don't know. Probably not. I'm not sure because, you know, my dream is to play in the tournament. Sure. You know, I want to play in the tournament. I want to showcase my game to the world, you know, so I can have, you know, I just want to showcase my game to the world, go to the tournament, because who don't want to go to the tournament? You know, it's fun. There's a lot of players around the world playing there. So just me going to the tournament, that's been one of my goals since I've been in college. So, you know, that played a big part in it.
And maybe that's the answer to my next question, right? But you've had success in Division I. You were a JUCO All-American. You've solidified yourself as one of the best three-point shooters in the nation. What else do you have to prove? What else do you want to show the world that you can do?
I want to win, man. I want to show everybody I can win. I can hold a team. I can lead a team to the tournament, you know. And just winning. That's the only thing I'm missing right now. I just want to win right now and lead the team to the tournament, you know. And so the world can see what I can do.
All right, Ahmad, I'm just letting you know right now because I know the fans really well. They're listening to this, and they're running through a wall for you right now. They're amped. They're excited. They hear you talk about winning. Oh, I just want to win. That's what they want, too. So, Ahmad Bonham, really appreciate your time, man. Congratulations on the commitment, and everyone's super, super excited to have you.
Thank you, man. I'm excited to get down there, man. I appreciate the fans for showing a lot of love, man. I can't wait to get down there.
You got it, man. Again, that's Ahmad Bonham transferring in from UTEP. 10 points per game last year, 44% from three, one of the best shooters in the nation, deciding that Southern Indiana is his next spot, and USI ready to take the OVC by storm. This has been our exclusive interview with Ahmad Bonham right here on WREF.